should I start time with Mommy? Victoria and Bryson.
And tonight we're reading a story called A Monster Under Alex's Bed by Angelica Glitz, illustrated by Imka Sonnichsen. She's the one who drew the pictures. Or, I'm sorry. Oh, Alex's bed. Alex is the boy that's in the book.
Story, so it's real.
Crime? A monster lives under Alex's bed. Although Alex has never seen it, he knows it's there, and he's sure it will squeeze through the space between the bed and the wall and steal his teddy bear. Alex hears a noise. He quickly pulls his blanket over his head. Mommy! Alex's bedroom door opens. Did you have a nightmare, Alex? His mother asks. He whispers, quiet, there's a monster under my bed. Alex's mother laughs. Really? He says, it made a very scary noise. Alex's mother runs her hands through his hair. All right, she says, let's hear that monster. Zoom. That's a passing car, says Alex's mother. I know, says Alex. Rattle, rattle. That's only the wind and the blinds, his mother explains. Oh, everybody knows that, Alex replies. Alex and his mother don't hear any more noises. What's that shadow on the wall over there, Alex asks. It's only the tree outside your window, says his mother, smiling. That's what Alex thinks, too. So he lays back down in bed. Alex's mother gives his nose a little kiss. Now go back to sleep, she says. Like a big sleeping monster, Alex says. But Alex holds on to his mother's arm, and his mother can't leave with Alex holding her arm like that. Can't you check once more, pleads Alex? I mean, just so that we can be really sure. Alex's mother turns on her flashlight. She rolls the toy box out of the way. Then she slowly peeks underneath the bed. Wow, Alex thinks. Mommy is so brave. The monster could get her at any time. It's a mess under here, his mother yells. Tomorrow you'll clean this up. Alex moans. Ugh. And what about this old yogurt cup? And my hat? Ugh, the cup and the hat fly out from under the bed. And then Alex's pants, a toy camel, a stuffed pig, and Alex's mother sees two glowing eyes. Ah!
What's that?
I don't know. Alex's mother drops the flashlight. She jumps out from under the bed, grabs Alex, and rushes out of the room. Slam! She closes the door. Whoosh! Push! Crash! Boing! Oof! Alex's mother piles up things in front of the door. The monster is trapped. Alex's eyes glow. Scary monster, isn't it? Hey, does it have 5 or 7 heads? Does it have hair growing in its ears? Does it have bad breath? Alex asks.
No.
His mother trembles. No. She looks very pale. Under your bed, she whispers, there's a mouse under your bed.
No.
A mouse? Says Alex. What do you mean a mouse? A small, wimpy mouse? Alex is really disappointed. Can I pet it? He asks. No way, Alex's mother says. Mice are dangerous. Alex looks at his mother, annoyed. You'd better sleep in my bed tonight, says Alex's mother. Alex doesn't say a word. He usually isn't allowed to sleep in his mother's bed. Tomorrow, he thinks, I'll catch that mouse. Then Mommy won't be scared anymore. So he's going to protect his mommy from the monster, right? That was really nice of him, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. What? So who was the monster under Alex's bed?
The two going on in the back.
The mouse.
The mouse.
The mouse.
Why was the mouse?
That's what it was. It was a mouse that was the monster. All right. Thanks for joining us.
Have a great night. Bye. Bye, 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 bye.